every week I pray to the Lord and I ask Him, Lord, what should I talk about? And I was thinking about something, and it seemed like the whole strain of our prayer meeting, our testimony service and everything was just going on the whole subject that I was thinking about. Amen. So I said, thank you, Lord. Amen. And it was talking about stress. Amen. Stress is a terrible thing.
Yes.
Amen. You know, have heard about the song that MC Hammer sings, Too Legit to Quit. Well, I have another one. It's Too Blessed to Be Stressed.
That's right. Yes. Amen.
We are too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
We don't have to be stressed.
Right.
Amen. The world can have it.
All right.
But we, as children of God, don't have to be stressed.
Amen.
Amen. You might say, Pastor, stress. What do you mean by stress? Mm-hmm. Jesus is on my side. I know He takes care of us. But you know, along with drunk driving, the dumb things that humans do. Yes, I said dumb. Amen. Dumb things like confronting policemen with a toy gun, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robbing and stealing from old people.
Yeah.
We've all heard the news.
Yeah.
How the dumb things that people do to make stress in their lives.
Yeah.
Along with heart attacks and some medical conditions, stress is one of our biggest killers.
Amen.
Stress can kill you. Amen. What is stress? Stress is pressure. Amen. It's a strain. It's an intense effort to carry a heavy load. It's sadness.
Amen.
It's things that we, as saints of God, as children of the King, don't have to do.
Yes.
We don't need stress in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. We all know people. We all do it ourselves.
Yes.
We have stress on our jobs. Stress to make our bills every month.
Yes.
Amen. We have stress in our relationships.
Yes.
Amen. Husband and wife. Amen. Children, parents,
amen.
It's all stress. Amen.
Amen.
We worry about, is our car, it's like I heard somebody say, well, we got up and the car started.
Amen.
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 Sometimes we wonder if our car is going to start.
Yes.
Amen. There's all kinds of, the list goes on and on for stress.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm here today to let you know that we are too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
Because Jesus taught us that we don't have to be stressed.
Amen.
Amen. If you can turn with me to the 5th chapter of Matthew. Now, Jesus taught the disciples on the Mount. At the Sermon on the Mountain, amen, He taught them what it is not to be stressed, but
amen.
To be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. And they, in turn, taught us.
Amen.
Starting at verse 3, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Now, a lot of people who don't know what these verses mean, they might say, oh, I don't want to be poor. But this is not talking about poor in a financial state. Amen? The poor in spirit is absent from, is the opposite from being puffed up and proud.
Amen.
Amen. Your spirit is humble.
Amen.
Amen. Knowing that we are sinners saved by grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. We all are striving. It's like the song says, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that would be.
Mm-hmm.
We're all striving to get there, to walk the streets of gold.
Amen.
Amen. So that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Verse 4 says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Yes.
Mourning is not walking around, like I say, the world is, in a mopey way. Walking around with your head down, just saying, woe is me. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I got the weight of the world on my back. It's not that kind of mourning. It's the mourning that we that are saved have for the lost. Knowing, you know, how many of us know people that have died without Christ in their life? What a sadness. Knowing that when they wake up on Judgment Day, they're not going to have a chance. So we mourn for the people that are alive, that they allow God to come into their lives. So that's the mourning that we go through. But the Lord said we will be comforted. Amen. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Now, meek, again here, does not refer to weak. Amen. But those who, again, like I say, who are humble before God.
Humility.
Amen. Humility.
Mm-hmm.
That they will not only receive their blessings from heaven, but ultimately they are going to share in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, when He sets up His kingdom here on earth.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Blessed are the merciful. Did I skip one? All right. Yeah. Blessed are they who do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Amen. This is not a hunger of the body, but this is a spiritual hungerness, a deep desire for purchase. Personal righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Which is when you have that personal righteousness, you have a proof of your spiritual rebirth.
Amen.
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 Amen. Last Sunday, Pastor Aaron so beautifully taught us and told us what it is to be born again.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To be born again. To have that spirit inside of you that helps you to be stress free.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once you get this spirit leading and guiding you in all you do, when you wake up in the morning, thank God for waking you up. Because people say when you sleep, you're actually dead. You just. I know. My wife said the phone rang this morning from security. I didn't even hear it. I didn't even hear the phone. So I was just dead to the world. Amen. So when we wake up in the morning, thank God for His blessings of waking us up.
Amen.
All through the day. What I'm saying is, our whole lives should be consumed with, if we let the Spirit of God consume our whole lives.
Amen.
And ask God to lead. My favorite chapter book is like, there you go. Pastor Aaron always said, Jesus wept. You know, that's his favorite verse.
Amen.
Amen. My favorite verse is, lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
But to acknowledge God in all your ways.
Amen.
so that He can lead and guide you the way you should go. And that's the way the Spirit will do with you when you hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
The right thing to do. Amen. Just thirst and hunger after the right thing to do.
Yes.
Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Hallelujah.
Merciful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To be merciful is a reference to those who have been born again by the mercy of God. We didn't do it ourselves.
Hallelujah.
We didn't say, well, okay, I'm going to be saved. I'm going to live right. God had to have mercy on us.
Hallelujah.
To pick us, that He can save us.
Thank you.
And we are saved by His grace.
Yes.
And His mercy. And we have to... God is so good.
Amen.
He came down from heaven.
Hallelujah.
And showed... It's not just words in a book. He didn't write a manual.
All right.
Say, this is how you do it. I'm expecting you to do it.
Yeah.
But He came down from heaven. He left His place.
Yes.
He left His home.
Yes.
Came down here to show us exactly how to get it right.
Amen.
He had mercy on us.
Yes,
because we were lost.
Yes.
And our biggest, He gave us the biggest example of mercy when He died on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And He said, Father, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Amen.
People that were killing Him, He asked God to have mercy on them.
Mm-hmm.
So if God can ask, if Jesus could ask God for mercy,
hallelujah,
what about us?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
There are such things, such people as warmongers. People who are in different governments. We see over in the Far East, the ISIS people, people who just created the havoc in France. Those people don't want peace. All they want is war. All they want to do is fight and kill people.
Yes.
But blessed are the peacemakers.
Hallelujah.
Amen. For they shall be called the children of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now they say they're killing for Muhammad.
Hallelujah.
Muhammad, I'm here to tell you, cannot save your soul.
Amen.
So if you die as a martyr for Muhammad, you ain't nothing doing nothing but losing your life.
Hallelujah.
For nothing. You're not a child of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If we lose our life, we're not truly dying.
All right.
We're gaining our life in heaven.
Yes.
Blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely,
yes,
for my sake.
Yes.
Not Pastor Frank's sake. Not for the Hilltop Apostolic Church sake.
Hallelujah.
But for the sake of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We are learning about the apostolic doctrine. The apostles were persecuted. Can you imagine not being able to freely come to this church when we want to? Not being able to speak about Jesus and all that He's done for us. without somebody going to the authorities and saying, hey, them people over in that house are talking about Jesus. Hearing a knock on your door, bang, bang, bang. Come on out here, we're going to kill you. They were persecuted. When the first church first started, they lived in caves for fear of being killed. And I can imagine all the evil, vile things that people said about them to perpetuate their own religion. Verse 12 says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So, when people step on our bad feet, when people lie about you, outright lie, knowing that they ain't telling the truth, great is your reward in heaven. I don't want you to stress about any of those things. Now I'm going to give you a solution to being stressed. If you'll turn with me to stay in this book, chapter 11 of Matthew, we're going to read verses 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Now, the Bible says the Lord will not put anything on us more than we can bear. And if He made us, He can count the number of hairs on our head. He knows how much we can take. There's no need to be stressed about something that you can't change.
All right. Amen.
So, the solution to being stressful is the great invitation that the Lord offered to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's your solution for being stress free. So, when people ask you how you doing, say, I'm blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Amen.
God bless you. And don't be stressed. Stress is a killer. We don't want to die young.
Stress will kill everybody.